This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by family S. Bodner, Yisbodov Nisuim, Shel Osher Simyatsky, and Malka Bodner. Hey Adosheni, Friday the 11th of March, Rabbi Michoel Savotskin, Tanis Esther, can one eat and fast?
The subject, topic, seem a bit controversial, especially for all of those who are drinking and eating right now, enjoying, could one fast and eat? Maybe within the limited time frame that we have, we'll have some kind of an explanation to what we mean. Last year, in the middle of Sudas Purim, came one of the Choshev Balabatim, where I live in Eretz Yisrael, and asked me a question. Bish'as Shichos. It says, and Esther came, Mordechai, to be Mevatel B'Gzeiret. She says, "Vatoimer Esther lehoshi vel Mordechai leich knoises kol haYehudim animtzoyim b'shushan v'tzumu olai ve'al toichlu ve'al tishtu shloishes yomim laila v'yoyim gam ani v'na'roisai otzum kein uv'chein ovoy el ha'melech asher leich hados v'kasher ovadeti ovoy." So Esther tells Mordechai, go and make a thanks sidur. Shloishes yomim lailo vayom. 3 days. Vetsumu olai. The word sumu means tsoim, any time in the 49 times of the traders of tsoim, which is mentioned in the 24th volume of Kisra HaKodesh. The word soim means a tainus. What is the essence of a tainus? One must not eat. One must not drink. This is tainus. So when Esther comes in, we know every word, every single word Esther said in the Megillah of the Goyim is Kisvei HaKodesh. It's Beruach HaKodesh Ne'emro. What is the addition of a tsumu olai ve'al toichlu ve'al tishtu? Nevertheless, if the klal Yisrael hanimtzoyim b'shushan have a din of a tainis, needless to say that they're not going to eat and they're not going to drink. That's question number one, legitimate question. Zweitens, we never ever find, whenever there is an isur hachilo, which is a derivative of a tainis, that the Isur Achille should not include Shtir. You know, all over Shas is mentioned, Shtir Bichlal Achille. Whenever there is a halacha, one must fast from eating, it's inclusive but not limited drinking. So what is, if for any reason she had to add on Baal Teichlu, was it Vaita Baal Tishtu? It seems like a Sfas Yeser, ambiguous Lashon, so we will try to learn together and perhaps have some chiddush practically for Pinesis. Sidra Gemara in Yevomus. Sugya Sagmara in Yevomus. In Aisha Basra, last couple blot of Yevomus. State in the Gemara, if somebody nofal omaim she'esh lahem soif, omaim she'en lahem soif, somebody fell, the question needs to be matter his wife Lashuk. Ishto Yasuro, his wife, is not allowed to get married. Rashi says, Shem Alacha, Prishosa Yotzav Olachle. He jumped to the water, he came to the other side, he's still alive, it cannot be matter. Omar Rabbi Meir, Kufchof Aleph in Yevomus. Maise Be'echon Shenofa Leboir Hagodol. Rashi say, Boir Hagodol was a well full of water, fell in. Ve'ola le'ochar shloisha yomi. Got up. After 3 days he was in there, everybody was 100% convinced he's dead. After 3 days he pops up. Zog de Gemore, in Amud Beis, Tanya Omru le'le Rabbi Meir. I may want to bring a raya that a person could be underwater or jump into the water to an unknown destination and pop up after 3 days. Ein mazkirin maise nisim. Next me alhaya from the Rebbe Shemoifes. Ein mazkirin maise nisim. You cannot bring a raya for some kind of a miracle that happened to a particular person. Something more, my maise nisim. What is the nace of somebody jumping into the Brei HaGadol and coming out after popping up upon surface after 3 days? He went down without food. 3 days, how did he survive? The hoksiv v'tsumu olai v'al toichu v'al tishtu. Moifes. Esther is making a gzera. You cannot make a gzera to something which is impossible to do. So if Esther makes a gzera not to eat and not to drink for 3 days, apparently, nishke moifes. So the gemara ella deloinayim. The gzera is that they didn't sleep, that this person did not sleep for 3 consecutive days. The Rishayim said, what's the right? He didn't sleep. He's in the water. If he would fall asleep for 1 minute, he would drown. So if a person not sleeping for 3 days, don't say it's time waifus. Aber nicht essen drei Tage, don't say that. Zafman doch has Esther said, Val toichu val tishu shloishes yomim, a person could survive and exist 3 consecutive days of tainis, and it's not deemed called a Rebbe Shemoifus. Well, this is taking more in Sugis and more in Yevomes da Kuchofav. Apparently, the Medrash, the Yalkut, come of the Kama different variations. Yalkut Shimoini and Medrash Shechatoiv, and the Targum Sheini in Sechin, Megillas Esther, state, Vetsumo Olai Val Teichu Val Tishtu, וכי והיח היו צומים שלושה ימים ולילה ויום ולא היו מייסים.
How could you make such a tainis? How could one survive 3 consecutive days going without eating and not drinking?
Elo, שתי מדרש, שהיו מפסיקים מבעוד יום. What does that mean, שהיו מפסיקים מבעוד יום? So most Mefarshim, the Zaisranon and other Mefarshim, Medresh, say it was like the Arabish people fast 40 days in Ramadan. They fasted during the day, and when it came nightfall, they ate. Shlei Shayonim, they ate at night. Ay, shteitoch in Pasuk. Sumu olay v'al toichu v'al tishtu shlei shayonim laylo v'yoyim. So if you look at the Targum Sheini, she's saying two things.
These
are 3 consecutive fast days, one after the other. And the words, Laila Vayayim, is a different interpretation. Means that you should be mispalo during the night and the day. You have to read the pasuk. You have to take a deep breath. Leich knesses kol ha'yudim and mitzvayim b'shush v'tzumu olay v'al teichu v'al tishtu shloishes yomim. On top of it, laila v'yoyim you should be, which is chosim in a sefer. It doesn't say it anywhere, but they state in Targu, when Azev v'aistoyis in the Yalkut Shimoni as well, that they only used to fast during the day, and during the night they used to daven, fik mishrayim, koilos, and brokim, over the days were days of Ramadan, the days were days of 3 consecutive days whereby the nights they used to eat. In a nutshell, zochinu l'machlekes hamidroshim agmoros. The sugya sagmor in Yevomis apparently he's talking about 3 consecutive days inclusive the nights, and the Gemara says it's not called maase nisim because a person could survive Laila Vayoyim as well, and the Targum and the Medrash hold, no, they used to fast only during the day's time, and there were 3 different Tanesim day after day after day. During the night they used to eat, they used to drink at night, and the Kiyum of the word Laila Vayoyim is only Beyachas Benageya to the Tfila, not Benageya to the times. So this is Pashut.
The Gemara in Megillah, I don't know if you know, what were the 3 days? We fast time in Esther. We fast the day before Erev Purim. But what was the real time in Esther? The Emes Tainis Esther was Yudalid, Tezvov, the Zion of Nisan. The whole story of Purim happened on Pesach. Haman was Nitla on the Motzei second day of Pesach. As I state in Rashi in Megillah. So Yudalid, Erev Pesach, first day Pesach, and second day Pesach, those were the 3 days of the Tainis Esther mentioned in the Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah in Das Tesvav state is after Ace Esther is grazing the Tainis. State in the Gemara, Vayavar, state in the Megillah Apostle, Vayavar and Mordechai, Vayas Kechol Asher Tziv Sa'ol of Esther. What is the word Vayavar? Transgressed. What did he do? Vayavar means either he passed by or he was over some kind of Averet. Zog the Gemara, Vaseis Vayavar Mordechai. The Gemara says it means that he fasted the first day of Yontif. Omar Rav, She'evir Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, Betanis. He's by mitzvah, Oyne Shabbos and Oyne Yontif. Part of the mitzvah is to eat, and we pass here to eat Kabeitz and Yontif. So Mordechai, by the passing and doing, Tainis on the first day of Pesach, he was over the Easter Tainis on the Yontif. Kumtz again, Rabbi Yonis, and I wish it's a lange drosha in Yavuz Dvash. He said, I don't understand it. Inasmuch as the Tainis started in Yudalid on Erev Pesach, so it comes out that he fasted on Yudalid, and Tzvov, and unto Zion. So what if the Gemara have to come out that Mordechai was over Easter of not eating? He was fasting and not being the kind of mitzvah of Oyneg Yontif, which is the Inyan. Leil Pesach! He was supposed to eat Kazayis Matzah, which is a mitzvah of the Torah. And by having a Tainis Yudalit, the Tzvov, the Zion, 3 consecutive days, he was over a much bigger Easter. Not an Easter, but a mitzvah, big mitzvah sasei, of not eating matzah. So what does the Gemara have to come on and find some kind of a diluted, it's an Easter, but an Easter of not being the kind of the mitzvah in the Yontif, the Gemara should have picked up a much bigger Easter of fasting and not being the kind of the mitzvah says of Achilas Matzah. He's trying different ideas as to solve the problem. Needless to say, this Shaila of the Arav Dvash is only a shaila if we learn according to the sugya Sagmor Nivos. According to the sugya Sagmor Nivos, that the times of Esther were 3 consecutive days, inclusive the nights in between. Shaila is a good shaila. It comes out Leil Pesach, which is Leil Tesvov, Motzei Yudalid. He fasted. So that's the question. If he fasted, he was over Easter is Mevat Mitzvah in the of Bitla Chilat Mitzvah Tesev Matzah. But if we learn, according to the Targum, and according to the Medrash, that v'hei choyu tzomim shleishas yomim v'lo hayu meisim melamech yifsikum in the oidyoim that they made a hazoket, and there was only a daily tainus and not a nightly tainus, comes out that on Yudalah, the first day of the 3 days Erev Pesach they fasted, came Motzei Yudalah, the night between Yudalah and Tesvav, they stopped, they davened, mitten da adodem, gizok takapit l'tilim. But they ate matzah with morah and chalti, came the next morning. So it comes out that Vayavar Mordechai, Vayask, Chosh, it seems to all of Esther, he's Aveira, with the Aveira of Bitu, Oyneg Yontef, which is a din during the day. Somebody fasts, somebody eats at night, shtey klon, fush. The land of Mogan Avram and the Bach, it's a question of Kveger, Bal Koponish, somebody wants him the kind of mitzvah Oyneg Yontef only at night and not during the day. Meikar Adin the mitzvahs Oyneg is a mitzvah during the Yoyim of the Yontif, not during the night. So Vayavar Mordechai, he mekayim the mitzvah Achilas Matzah, Kechol Asher Tziv Sa'ol of Esther, and during the day he fasted and he was over the Easter of Oyneg Yontif. Oh, but, is a whole Sugyas HaGemara in Yevamis. And the Sugyas HaGemara in Yevamis says, apparently the Gemara learns, Pashtas Dekov Etzumu Olai Shleishas Yomim Laila Vayoyim, that the Tainis was consecutive, including the nights. So in order not to make a Machleikis HaSugyas, and that is the Kasha of the Gemara's Nagashitz, the Kasha's derivative was, because he learned Pashtas, Shleishas Yomim Laila Vayoyim, that the Leil Pesach, he also fasted. We're going back to the kasha, lichura, why does the Gemara have to come out, which is the Arzvash's kasha, to the din of Hayav Mordechai, the Bitul Mitzvah Saseh, of eating, of fasting, and not being a kind during the Yontif. The Gemara should have said the Mitzvah Saseh, the Bitul of Achilos Matz. So Mary says, in Yerushalmi, in the second parak in the Dorah, shteitaze, the Machlekes HaRishenim, how to learn the Yerushalmi, and I'll read it to you in the two versions. Nodalis anis. Somebody made a nether. You know, a person can be mekabel upon himself to do a nether yochid. Somebody made a nether. Veshochach veochal. And he forgot. The next morning he got up, he had a coffee, he had a day. Ibetanis. He lost it. People get up in the morning, you lost it. Zog deran in tainis davdalet kosav harao loshon aran vehu sheochal kekoseves hagaso sheken shiu achila letainis umiyom kippur yalfin lelo. The only time one loses the tainis, halacha lemaisa, somebody forgot he ate something, is only providing the aid kekoseves hagaso. Kekoseves hagaso is a shear which is much larger than a kazais and much smaller than a kabetz. Okay? So for practical purposes, we're not going in to learn right now the shiurim. But if a kazais is 30 gram, kesevis sagasa is 50 gram, and kabetz is 70 gram. Zog deran, that's what it says, and if somebody woke up in the morning and he forgot, talking about tainis yochid, there's no bazach in tainis sivur, and he forgot and he ate, and he broke his tainis, he's only providing, he ate kashir of kesevas agasa. That, why? Because you know in Yom Kippur, people who are sick, they take shiurim, and they give all kind of measurements, such a cup, such a thing, you know, the Moshe Feinstein chart, different kind of art scroll tools, how to explain a person how much you can eat. But the bottom line is, there is a kesevas hagasa shear of kesevas hagasa, say 50 gram, and I'm not saying halacha, I'm just saying perhaps 50 gram, and a person can eat more than a kazayis unless they keep kesevas hagasa. Azei ishita saran and the ra'o in times. The Rosh, and so is the Shulchan Aruch halacha l'maizeh in Tavkuf Samaches in Ilchus times. The Rosh says, Garsina b'divrei Yerushalmi, it's Loshan Zer Rosh, Noda le'is anetz, Veshochach veochal kazais ibetanis. Shochach veochal kazais ibetanis. So we clearly have a machlekes rishonim. How much does one have to eat in order to basically nullify the tainis that is mechuyev in either tainis yochid or tainis tzibur? Do we need kekoseves agasa because in Yom Kippur and the shear of inui? Mora says, why is the shear of kekoseves agasa? Mora says, because the Torah says, loshon of inui. When inui is something which is not yesuve daite, something is not meshig the das. Less than the kekoseves agasa, a person eating kazais is not enough. For a person to be satisfied and his mind to be an yeshuv das, you need a kekoseves agasa. So we have a machlekes rishonim, a clear machlekes rishonim. If the shear is a shear of, in order to break a tainis, does one have to measure it with hilchis Yom Kippurim, whereby the shear achila is measured with a shear of kesevas agasa, which is 50 gram? Or perhaps, since bekol atayle kulin, all macholos asuras, the din the isur achila nevele, legabe every din when the Torah says a maisa achila, one must have kazais. Is it enough a shear of kazais in order to break the tainis, or one must upgrade himself to the shear of inui of Yom Kippur, which is kesevas agasa? If we're going to learn kedas haran ve'arao, that perhaps the shear is a shear of Kesevas Nagasa. Comes out like this. Even if we say that Mordechai ate, fasted, 3 consecutive days like the Sukkot Sagmari Yevames, Shloishas Yomim Laila Vayom, there were consecutive inclusive the nights. I have news for you. It came Leil Pesach. The Torah says, Ba'erev Teichlu Matzahs. Viful is the shear for Achilas Matzah. It goes, it's measured with the parameters of shear of Achilah B'kol Teirekula. How much is the shear Achilah B'kol Teirekula? Kazayis. One must not eat more than one kazayis in order to forget. I'm not talking about nafi. Koyim mit koyrech. Mika adir, shayt in Torah amitza b'erev Teichlu Matzahs. The mitzvah sachila, the key of mitzvah kazayis. So it comes out like this. Erev Pesach, Mordechai, you fasten. You dalet. Laila vayoy. Started the leil, you down. Dikas chomets, he started fasting. It came leil Pesach. It says, bring our bodies the briske matzahs. And he took out one matzah and he ate the kazayis matzah. And he says, you know what? I have a trick to bypass these. Klap by the mitzvah achilas matzah and the kayim. Why? Because the Easter achila is messed, is measured with the parameters of kol teirekula, whereby a person needs to eat a kazayis either for macholos asuras or for kiva mitzvahs. So here's makayim the mitzvah of matzah. But the yachas to breaking the times, inasmuch that the gears in Yerushalmi is like the ran and the ra'oh, that a person must not have more than the person must have at least. So comes out that the tainus of 3 consecutive days was not nullified by eating the matzah, because the shear of kazayis is less of a shear than kesevas agas, and therefore gachas to eating sudas yontif. How much does a person have to eat in order to mekayim sudas yontif? You do have the Shita Sarayim Megillah, which is Gibrach the Shulchan Aruch, the Taz, and the Mogen Avrom, that to be Mekayim the mitzvahs of Oyneg Yontef, a person must eat Kabeitze. Kabeitze, if you recall, is a larger shear than Kesevas Nagasa, 70 gram. If he were to eat Kabeitze, he would break the tainis, because in order to break the tainis, it's sufficient enough to eat Kesevas Nagasa. When the Gemara in Megillah comes along, says, "Vayava Mordechai vayask yichol hashet sivsa olav Esther." What was aveir that Mordechai did? His aveir was an aveir of not being keeping the mitzvah in the yontif, whereby the shear achil is the shear of kaveitzer, where it's larger than kesevas agaso, and therefore resulting in that the yachas to the mitzvah of matzah, even though he fasted 3 consecutive days, inclusive the nights. He did the kind of mitzvah achilas matzah with achilas kazayis, and he did not eat the iser, and he was over the iser of einig yomif. But that's what given shame and good balabatish. Problem is, the Orach Laner in the sugi in Yevamos was retzach haduch de shaylos, but he doesn't understand. We pass him at chotzi shir. He's not some minatayim. Not some pasim chleikim sabi. Famous sugya sagmar and human. If chotzi shir is muter and osur natayr, we pass the chotzi shir is osur natayr. Chotzi shir osur natayr. So in Isur the Rabbanon, if there is a din of chotzi shir and times the Rabbanon, is a major machlekes dispute amongst the poskim. But certainly, when a navi comes along and says that there is a chiyuv tainis, certainly there is a chiyuv not to be over the tainis which was nigzar, zei vaistois, from the Rambam Savramitzus and Rambani Sharoshim, that any gzeira which was made directly by a Novi, we know Mordechai and Esther were both Nevim, the Gemara said they were one of the 48 Nevim, and Nevim Shomdu Lehem Yisrael. So their tzivui of the Tzuma Allah is deemed as midaraisa for practical purposes. Therefore resulting in that when Mordechai ate the matzah, Biachas to breaking the tainis, he doesn't eat sufficient enough of a shear of Kesevas Hagaso. But what happened to Chotzi Shear of Sevenater? Lichure, it's a Chotzi Shear. The Kazais is a Chotzi Shear of Kesevas Hagaso. Comes along the Orach Laner and says it, which was a major dispute amongst the Paiskim, and he says, you know what, when they were Mekabel the Tainis, they were only Mekabel the Tainis of Keseves Agas, they were Mekabelus. Comes along, Chaim Leizer, in Achuve, in Achiezer, he says, in Aladishka, Nishtazazach. You can't make your own Tanaisim, your own regulations and stipulations. You are Mekabel the Tainis is the Tainis with our Bichukes. And inasmuch that the Easter of Keseves Agas, your Kabbalah is null and void, you cannot establish your own guidelines as to what is the Shia. So if there is a Tainis, so there is a Din of Chatzis Shia also on the table. So the Chaim Moser, that's the right time, so. He says, I'll tell you what. Be'achas to Chatzis Shia also on the table. See, there's a mitzvah says of Achilas Matzah. There's a Din called Atele Kula Esa Dechen Leisa. So be'achas to the Easter of Achil, the Chiyuv of Achilas Matzah. So you're not over the Easter of what? Of Chatzis Shia also on the table. Because like any other love, any other contradiction, in the mitzvah achilas matzah, the Gemara says if matzah is chodosh, or matzah is other macholos asuras, theoretically, without any additional problems, there is a halacha of esed eichel leisase, where the esed of achilas matzah is deichel alav. So the Chaim Moser said, yishmak. The breaking of the tainis did not take place. The chatzis shir part of it, being that you have a mitzvah achilas matzah, the mitzvah is deichel alav of chatzis shir. The mitzvah wouldn't be, a mitzvah is not esse, it's not deiche esse. Klape, let's say, yedin of, somebody wants to eat matzah in the morning, if it's a mitzvah chiyuvis and not a mitzvah chiyuvis, like the goyim. But, b'yachas al koponim, I don't have the time, b'yachas to the mitzvahs esse, so it comes out like this. Mordechai came, he fasted from Leil Yudal, b'dikas chomitz, he came Leil Tezvav, ta'oiz genumen the matzahs, genumen givashim ban seidem, ta'seve gigesen ha'kazayis matzah. By doing so, he did not transgress the tainus because the shear of the tainus is tikeseves agaso. But theoretically, he was over the Easter of chatzis shear of keseves agaso, which is a mitzvah of a navi, and theoretically, you should result in the Easter of chatzis shear of semenatayr. Klape does of the Chaim Moser along the tshuva is sufficient enough the mitzvah of achilas matzah to be deicha the lav of chatzis shear of semenatayr. I think what I want to add, I got 3 minutes and I was warned by one of the distinguished members not to go over time. I'll tell you what I want to say. Top line and Ashtika le Pasuk. Pasuk. The Goyen says, listen to the beautiful words of the Goyen in Chidusha Agadeis and Megimel Dafyud Beis. The Goyen says like this. Doiro Yishon Mordecha Chotu B'Shnei Chatoim. The door of Mordechai sinned in 2 separate chatoim. Echad shishtachavu latzelo bimein nebuchadnetzer. Ve'oid shenehenu misu'udoso shel oiso roshu. The 2 chatoim. The mishtachavu latzelo bimein nebuchadnetzer. And the 8 from the suda of hashveya shel oiso roshu. U'mishum kach roshan ha-goyen. Hutzrechu letshuve u'letainz. Tshuva keneged ma sheishtachavu latzela, ve'tainis keneged ma shenehen. They need 2 different kaporas. Kapora called tshuva, and tshuva is keneged ma sheishtachavu latzela. And the tainis is keneged, you ate, you gotta pay. For whatever you ate, you gotta fast. Zeh keneged zeh zeh lu mas zeh mida keneged mida. Alei shteytun go. What is tshuva? Shteytun Rambam. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Tainis, Rambam says, what is tshuva? Rambam says, if there was a gzeira came upon the tzibur, mitzvah says, min ha-teir lizuk v'la'ariya al-kol tzoro she-tova al-tzibur. V'dom ha-zeh mi-darkei ha-tshuvu, she-bizman she-yom v'tshuva izaku v'yariyu bu-bu-bu. Continues the Rambam later. The Rambam, v'yeish yomim she-kol Yisrael mis'anim bo'y mipnei ha-tzoris she-eru lo'em kedei lo'irer ha-levovois. The Rambam says, how does one do tshuva? 2 ingredients. Shrayan and fast. The 2 things that one has to do in order to do tshuva. 1, to scream, zayik la'aliyah, hatzitzlis. And 1, to fast. Fasting is also part of what? Of tshuva. So if the guy comes along and says that they have to have 2 punishments, so in punishment number 1 there is a tshuva, the tshuva in itself includes Shrayim Ufasim. On top of it, there is a concept of Tainis Shenehenu Mi Sudasa Shaloyster Rosh. I would like to perhaps suggest the following. On Sikel of Zayin Emes to the Tzu. As a Hain. Sikel of Zayin, I'm telling you a little secret. Could be true. Vetsu Mohoi! Esther is telling him, I'm giving you directions. Vetsu Mohoi! We have to be very, very time. So the Goyen, you know what is the time? That's the Yom Tainis. And the Yom Tainis is a derivative of the Daka Tshuva Shishtachavu Latzela Bimenu Chametza. Part of the Tshuva is fasting. That day of fast is totally in the sheer, if we learn like the Ran and the Ra'o, in the sheer of Tainis and Kolat Ayakula. How much is the sheer of Tainis? Of course, if it's like us. The sheer of Tainis, Kikesav is Agaso! You gotta be the Kai at the time! And if somebody were to eat a Kazais, it's theoretically okay, like in Yom Kippur! If it's a Chayle, eat Pachas Pachas Mikashir with the rice, it's okay! But I have news for you, I said Esther. We ate in the restaurant, we gotta pay at the checkout! We have to pay! They gotta be a mida, can I get mida? There's no one price for all. You paid, you ate, you pay. How much do you pay? You pay according to the eating. What is the eating? Achilo. How much is achilo? So, Kester, guys, I have news for you. Let's say, you know what, we're going to eat kazais, 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 and we pachas mikashir.
I have news for you.
You're right. When you want to deal with the chaytavach, shel yishtachavu latzela bimei, Nebuchadnezzar, there is a din of kaseres agaso. But there is additional, v'al tarichu, v'al tishtu. There was achile, keneged that achile you must not eat. So if one were to eat the kazais, somebody came and ate in the times of Esther, the kazais, matzah! Beyachas to the kesev sagasa, he did not transgress the iser. But beyachas to the iser of achila, which is achila keneged achila, if he ate kazais, he was already over! How could he eat matzah? We have a patent, the Chaimele is the Baal patent, not us! Fine, we could be over. But if she's saying and that's why Tishnu is inclusive. Because here, the Gemara says also, they drank. They got to pay for everything. Ever went to a restaurant? Water. Pounds. Whatever you pay, how much is the shear? The shear is not the shear shtia of Yom Kippur. The shear shtia of Yom Kippur is Malay Lugmov. That's the equivalent of Kesev Sagaso. The shear of shtia of Zekin and Gezei is totally in the din shtia called Teyakul, it's totally revis, which is much less. Saying, guys, here we are. But Zumalai, there is a din tzoyin, which is totally in Kesev Sagaso and Malay Lugmov, which is a yoyin tiniest midina tshuva. On top of it, we have to pay, as the Goyen says, for the achila, the shtia that we were in the henem is sudasa shalei shirasha. And the shear is lesser. Could only use klape mitzvah, the vehicle called es beicha leisas. Ah, you know, that's all they say when they finish. Som kal.